Romans 8:28 says this, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And we know that in all things God works for the good of all those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. I was thinking about this idea of transition, of moving from one state to another, of big change, of that it's like an obstacle course. Me and Ashton were thinking about it, thinking, yeah, it's like you're going through things and sometimes you don't know how to get over them or under them or around them, and you're just faced with a new thing each time. And if you haven't come across it before, it just feels really hard, right? Like it's just another thing that you've got to do. And sometimes I think of you guys starting school. So tomorrow, maybe you went in last week for a day. Those teachers who went back kind of had a bank holiday and were like, bang, straight in on Tuesday. Oh, the pain of that. I remember those days. I was in the office on Tuesday, but it's not quite the same as an all-day meeting with your head the first day you're back, which is a wonderful thing, obviously, as a teacher. But lots of us, especially if you're a head teacher in the room, sorry. Not looking at anyone. Or a retired head teacher, as there is a few. And I was thinking of, like, what is it? How do we do this? How do we move between these states, these transitions, these choices? How do we do it? And I remember I had this conversation with my wife yesterday, Beth, and I said to her, didn't your mum say something about going to Kent to pick hops when she was a kid? And she said, no, she never did that. So then obviously I went on a Google kind of rabbit hole thing. And it is true. People from the East End and from South East London, in the summers, at the end of the summer, used to go for a working holiday until probably around the 1960s and pick hops. Now, hops, you might not know, make beer. And beer is good. No, beer... Beer is great. Beer is good. No, it's not good. It's really bad for you. But hops are really hard to pick. I'm not looking at John, because he's trying to make me laugh now. John, you're naughty, and you know you are. Trudy, sort him out. Okay. Boys, deal with your dad. Okay. What I'd love for you to do, if you take a hop and then pass them on, and then make sure the other sides get them as well. Have a feel of it and then pass it on. It's a really strange thing, but I just want you to help you with this story of hop picking. So you can imagine your summer holidays, go back to when you were at school if you can. I know some of us, it's a long time ago. Some of us, it's very recent. Instead of like watching TV and loads of parties and sleeping in, you got on a bus at New Cross, and it would be a route master, and it'd take you to Kent, and you'd live on a farm for a couple of weeks, and you'd pick hops, and that would be your holiday. So these hops grow in between me and my neighbour's garden. Katrine's right over there, and she saw me like bam, trying to bang them down this morning to try and get them so we could have them. But they're really delicate. So the reason they wanted hands to do it is because they were delicate. So it made me think about these, when we're talking about transition moments where we move from one thing to another. A whole community would either go and get a bus and move out to Kent and for a while pick hops because it was easy, it was better for their hands to do it because they're really delicate. And you would lose everyone from an area. They would just disappear. Whether that was East London, where my wife's family grew up, or South East London, or wherever. So working class communities would just evaporate over that time. And when they came back, how did they re-commune? How did they come back to be part of a community? And I was thinking, oh, that's why this Sunday must exist, Back to Church Sunday. I was completely wrong. Back to Church Sunday was made up in the 1980s. But it made me think, for us as a community, we dissipate over August. Maybe you're lucky enough to have gone on holiday. Maybe it's just because you wanted to rest and you didn't come to church for a month. Whatever it was, we don't see each other as much. Our youth group has stopped. Children's church has stopped. And how do we come back together? How do we reform after a time of being apart? So we do things like this. We do a Sunday where we think about it more, where we look at what it means to deal with the transitions and how our faith engages us in that. The hops will get over to you. Right. And we had this passage in Romans about God working for our good. And I realized that the story of the Old Testament, the story of the ancient Israelites, was this story of disappearing from each other and coming back together. There is a narrative within there. There is a story within there, within Exodus and within the story of the ancient Israelites, of this breaking apart and coming back together. How do you, as people of faith, deal with those moments of change? How do we, as people of faith, come back together, come back to community, come back into each other's arms, come back into knowing that God is doing good, even when we're apart, even when we cannot know it fully? What brings us back? And in Exodus, it was the story of the people retold over and over again. A horrific moment where a community was completely displaced, was completely torn apart, but the story of that journey as a community into a promised land, a good that God can make out of bad. And what's that in our lives? What are those stories of God making good out of change, out of hard moments? So maybe as we gather to work, to go to school, to care for people, to look after, whatever we're doing, as a community of individuals, we can remind ourselves that even though this feels like an obstacle course, sometimes God is working for our good. And we can remember that passage in Romans. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.